In this bulletin, Australia responds to the Omicron COVID-19 variant after local cases are detected. Leaders around the world stress countries will need to learn to live with the virus. And in sport, the National Basketball League introduces a new challenge system. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia's health chief says authorities are closely watching vaccine effectiveness and transmission of the new Omicron variant of COVID-19. The National Security Committee is expected to meet on Monday afternoon to discuss border measures, while National Cabinet will weigh up Australia's response this week. Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says it's likely this variant will spread, but there is no evidence yet of problems with vaccines.
At the moment, we have no definite evidence, either clinical or laboratory or at the population level, that the vaccines are less effective against this virus. We have no evidence of that. And Pfizer and Moderna can move quickly, if that was to come to pass, to make a specific vaccine. That's a major advantage.
New arrivals from 9 southern African countries must quarantine for 14 days. South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, is calling for travel bans on his country and neighbouring nations to be lifted. Australia, the European Union and the United States are among those who have imposed travel restrictions on 9 southern African nations due to concerns over Omicron. Mr. Ramaphosa says the measures unfairly discriminate and are completely unjustified.
We call upon these countries that have imposed travel bans on our country and our other Southern African sister countries to immediately and urgently reverse their decisions and lift the bans they have imposed before any further damage is done on our economies and to the livelihoods of our people. There is no scientific justification whatsoever for keeping these restrictions in place.
Victoria has recorded 1,007 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 3 deaths. The state is enacting additional quarantine measures following the discovery of the Omicron variant of COVID-19, which will see all overseas arrivals and household contacts required to isolate for 72 hours upon arrival. There are currently 300 people being treated in Victorian hospitals with the virus, 45 of those are in intensive care, and 17 patients are on ventilators. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says it's possible a third overseas arrival has tested positive to the new Omicron variant of COVID-19. Genomic testing on Sunday revealed 2 people who flew from Southern Africa to Sydney tested positive to the variant. Both were asymptomatic and fully vaccinated. The Premier says additional precautionary measures will come into effect for all international arrivals.
We've obviously put in place 72-hour isolation for people who are overseas travellers coming into Australia. Over the last 24 hours, we had 141 people from those 9 affected countries come in.
It comes as the state recorded 150 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 0 deaths. The first round of public hearings for the Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide will begin in Brisbane today. Nikki Jamieson is the opening witness, a suicidologist and the mother of an Army veteran who took his own life. The first 2 weeks of the inquiry will focus on evidence from veterans and their families and is expected to confront accounts of bullying, concerns over the treatment of women, assault and ritual hazing of new recruits. Listeners seeking mental health support and information can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. To sport, the National Basketball League is introducing a new challenge system which will allow coaches to contest decisions made by referees. From Friday, each team will have the ability to request a coach's challenge against personal fouls called on their team or an out-of-bounds decision. Coaches must use an available timeout to issue the challenge, which can be carried into overtime where required. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, cloud clearing 26. Adelaide, sunny 28. Melbourne, mostly sunny 26. Hobart, much the same and 20. Canberra, partly cloudy 23. Wollongong, similar conditions 20. Cloud for Sydney and Newcastle 22. Brisbane, a shower or two 26. Cairns, showers 32. And Darwin, a possible storm 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.